Hello everyone. I would like to welcome everyone to the meeting. Hopefully everyone can hear me clearly. Everyone should ensure their mobile phones are turned off or switched to silent, and the use of mobile devices for recording is not permitted. Members of the public should not speak during the meeting and may be early excluded for discussion of in-committee items. I would also remind members of their obligations under the Council's Code of Conduct to declare any financial of significance which they have any item of business for the committee today. If you have any such interest, please either declare it now or immediately before the item itself, stating the item of business it relates to. Having declared an interest, members should leave the chamber for the duration of the discussion on that item. Should not take part in the vote, you will then be invited back in to join the meeting once the discussion on that item has ended. Proceedings of the meeting will be audio and video recorded, except where Council is considering any exempt matters. Members should remember that the microphones work as a queuing system. Microphone is lit red, you appreciate it. Flashing green, next in the queue, then solid green. Please do not press the microphone button again when it is lit up, as you will lose your place in the queue. There may be some members in attendance virtually, and it has been agreed that all members in the committee are brought in to speak on an issue before remote delegates. Therefore, if anyone is attending remotely, please use the chat facility to indicate you want to speak. I'll bring members in once those in the chamber have spoken. The messages should be kept to the following letters. Q if you wish to ask a question, C for a comment, D to propose, S to second, and refrain from making any other comments. Members are reminded that they are personally responsible for any take the opportunity to congratulate Killaloe and particularly the Community Association for coming second at the Best Kept Awards Northern Ireland for Large Village. The committee in Cookstown a few weeks ago. Point also got a shout out. Maybe they weren't. Kelly was the only ones from the district that got an award, so good to see. Okay, so on to item number one is Mark's apologies. Got one from Councillor Jackson. McAvoy. Anyone else? Item 2, declarations of interest. Item 3, action sheet of the activity in Halton, held on the 20th. Page number 1, page number 2. That is all. Any questions or matters arising? Have a proposer, please. Brennan. Item number 4 is over to Andy for the mid-year assessment of IHC Directorate Business Plan 2025-2026.
Thank you, Chair. As in previous years, this is the 6-monthly assessment of the IHC Directorate Business Plan. It's attached at Appendix 1 of the report. Happy to take any questions, Chair.
Councillor Murphy.
Yeah, happy to propose. Just a number of things that sort of, I was very happy to see the progress on the good relations events, also on the mini DigiHub in Bessbrook and all of the other works that are going on within the various community centres throughout the district. And also, and I think this was just from my own observations, the funding fairs, you know, for the community groups, again, you know, that was good work. I'd love to see that to continue. So, happy enough to propose.
Proposed by Councillor Declan Murphy and seconded. Bill, do you want to come in?
Sorry, was that me?
Yeah.
Yep, thanks very much. Yeah, I just pretty much want to echo what Councillor Murphy said there. Tangible, visible sort of positives that jump out at me was the play parks, accessibility and play value. The power scheme, I think the power scheme is a fantastic initiative. The Ethnic Minority Support Centre and the PCSP and Good Relations events, all great visible projects. But I also wanted to ask a question on... It's on page 4 on ACH1 where it states The Newcastle Rockpool and the Newcastle Centre projects have secured approval to appoint design and ICT teams. Has the scope of works for the Rockpool been decided yet?
Through the chair, members be aware that we're got approval and appointment of the design team for the Newcastle Centre. We're just working through the final stages of that, and we hope to bring more information back to members in the next couple of weeks. On the Rockpool, that process is still ongoing. So back earlier in the year, we got approval again to appoint a design team to get us into planning stage for the Rockpool. That process is still ongoing, but to secure a team. So that work is happening through our capital projects team. So we will get a relevant update from that team and members just to let you know what stage that's at. But it's certainly in process.
Thank you, Andy. And just a gentle reminder that I still haven't received the list of sites that were scoped for the Leisure Centre and the reasons for rejection. Thank you, Chair.
Okay. Thank you. And Councillor Finn? Councillor Finn's frozen. Councillor King, do you want to go ahead?
Yes, thank you. And again, I suppose echoing what everybody else has said, some fabulous statistics and really good work ongoing. Just for my own information, on page 5, we talk about positive health outcomes reported from participants in targeted health programmes. Can I ask how that data is gathered and is there a benchmark? I'm assuming it's a range of good outcomes if it's someone decreasing blood pressure or range of mobility or whatever.
Defer that to you, Connor.
Yeah, thank you, Andy. Yes, the positive outcomes is it's the process, as you know, the people that we refer to in the GP or the exercise referral process, which is a 12-week programme. First 8 weeks is hand-holding process, and then the last 4 is their place, if you like, measure facility, but it's to ensure which ones complete. How we monitor that they progress on and complete every stage. A lot of people that participate in because of health conditions drop out, you know, after, you know, 6 or 7 weeks. So how we monitor it is to see them participants that come out and finish the complete course and continue on to use the facilities themselves.
Thanks, Connor. Thanks.
Okay, Councillor Finn.
Yes, can you hear me, Chair?
Yes.
Thank you so much for letting me back in. Just to echo what everybody else has said, the statistics there are really good. Could I just ask, and I think it's on page 5, and it's increased the play value at council play parks. I have been in touch just in relation to communication boards that potentially could go up, and I've seen a lot of them in Armagh, Banbridge, Craigavon District Council. And they're sort of different communication boards that have braille or sign language on them. And I just wondered if that's something potentially that could be looked at going forward, because it just makes our play parks more accessible for more children across the district. And I had raised it potentially via email or at another committee meeting. So I just wanted to check, was there any progress on that? Thank you.
Yeah. This is something that's been taken on board recently with the recent, you know, 4 or 5 last play parks that was done, and it's now part of the development. Is we do have interpretation panels, and there's braille and what have you, signages for all different spectrum of children to utilise and use their various equipment. So we're starting to roll that out now on the new parks, and we're also looking at the existing parks that we did last year and installing them as well.
Okay, I need a seconder still. Carol, do you have another comment?
Yeah, it's just a quick one to say that because the communication boards and play parks was a motion that I brought through a while back. Can't remember when. Somebody have to look it up. But it's really good to hear that they are starting to be rolled out. So it's just a positive. Thank you.
Okay. Item number five, hand over to Alison for the District Electoral Area Forum update.
Thanks, Chair. The report is for noting and approval of the action sheets in relation to the four DA forums listed. I don't propose to speak to the report, but I'm happy to take any questions. Thank you.
Hey, Councillor Finn, have a comment?
Yeah, Chair, it's just in relation to the work of the NeuroEDA forum, and it's not within those reports, but I do think it's quite important.
Still hear you. Can you hear us? Hello, Councillor Finn, you hear us?
Yes, Chair, thank you very much. Yeah, it was just in relation to the committee, actually. What I was going to suggest was that we write a letter to Davina Zark, who recently won the Pride of Place Community Wellbeing Initiative. I know that they provide wonderful services for so many people across the district, and that's something that kind of we had looked at through our DEF forum, and I just think it's really important that those organisations are recognised, particularly one that is in the heart of Newry and does so much work.
Through the Chair, I understand that the Chair Council is going to be holding a reception for Davina Zark on the back of their success. So you know, just to let members aware of that.
Okay, thank you. Councillor Mathers?
Chair, for Derry's information, at the DEA meeting last week, it was proposed from that forum that that the forum, you know, contacts the Chair to invite him to host an event for Davina Zark. You're 100% right. You know, the service that this group provides in the Newry area is second to none, so yeah, we look forward to that happening. Thanks.
And a proposer, please. The Mathers and Councillor Kate Murphy. Can I have a proposer to go into closed session, please? Brandon and Councillor Kate Murphy. In committee, the following items were agreed. Item 6, programme delivery. Partner, it was agreed on the proposal of Councillor Mathers, seconded by Councillor Declan Murphy, to proceed with the procurement and appointment of a suitable provider under the revised contract arrangements as outlined within the officer's report. Item 7, HC facility framework agreement. It was agreed on the proposal of Councillor Kilbraith, seconded by Councillor Mathers, to enter into a framework agreement for the design, supply, delivery, installation, renewals and inspection of facilities as outlined within the officers. And lastly, item number 8 for noting, neighbourhood renewal update report. Any comments on item number 8? I have a proposer, please. Councillor Lisa Urgeler and seconded by Murphy. That concludes our meeting. Thank you.